T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the state of things, Lee, as summarized by Greg Gutfeld.
Okay.
In a beautiful 24-second clip here, a short, epic rant. But it shows you kind of where we are in the country, and it's a little scary because, you know, as you listen to this, think, okay, at this rate, where are we going to be in 3 years?
Police officers have been shot and killed this year at all-time highs. 314 officers were shot so far, a 43% increase since 2018. Ambush attacks are up 126% since 2020. And in almost every major city, murder rates are the highest in 30 years. Merry Christmas. Crime's up because crime pays. And the only people getting punished are people who don't break the law.
Boy, isn't that true.
Right on the money.
Yeah. And so you're seeing this animus being taken out on police officers. To me, the interesting statistics there are that so many more officers have been killed, all-time high, but also the ambush attacks.
Yeah.
So that's lying in wait. You had a long time to think about this. You did it. You wanted to do it. You're so consumed by hate, fueled by, we're not allowed to say what, that you perhaps maybe some indoctrination by the mainstream media with lies, that you literally set out to kill or hurt a police officer. You lie in wait. And this is just, again, this is the left. And you can see these numbers have shot up from the 2018 to 2020 timeframe, when these issues were raised in order to get higher turnout to defeat Donald Trump.
Yep. And, of course, that's who they'll continue to blame.
Right. And, again, as I've said over and over and over again, more people last year were killed by flying champagne corks than unarmed men were killed by police. Black and white combined.
Shocking statistic.
Watching. So, I mean, you got to watch the champagne course. I mean, if you're going to get yourself a bottle of champagne.
Well, it's obviously we need champagne control.
We do. I had no idea that champagne killed, but it does. Because you know how I discovered that? I just thought it was fascinating. I was looking up, for a Battleground America podcast, and I went, you can pull the death stats for everything, which is actually kind of fascinating. It's wild what people die from, right?
Yes.
And so I was trying to find something that was about the same. So like 26 unarmed men were killed nationwide that year. I think it was 2020 or 2019 was one of the two. So I was trying to find some medical thing that was equivalent, right?
Right.
And the closest was flying champagne corks. I had no idea anybody died of that. That's how obscure it is, right? I mean, there isn't even, but there's not even a campaign against big champagne to stop the bloodshed, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Big champagne.
There's no public service warning. Hey, that champagne bottle, you might want to aim it away from yourself when you're opening it.
That's a good idea.
Since we do here on the Terrace Show, we save lives every day.
Right.
But this just puts into the absolute absurdity. The reason I brought it up, we're not hearing about this. All we've heard about is unarmed men killed by the police, and there were about 26 of them. That's it. It just doesn't happen. I mean, you consider there's 50 states. But this is what we tore the country apart with.
Yeah.
And by the way, that number came out of the Washington Post database, which you can easily look up. It's a lot of fun to play with. Every year, about 1,000 people are killed by police, most of them shot. But when you narrow it down, how many of them were unarmed? The number's tiny. It's absolutely tiny. Where they weren't, fighting the officer and armed and a danger to themselves, and in many cases, Lee, other people who are on the scene.
Well, here's the reality of the situation. whether you pull a gun on a police officer, a deputy, a law enforcement officer, or a private citizen that also has a weapon, somebody's going to get shot.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get shot. But that's the that is the message that's been left out here.
Yeah.
If they wanted this to stop, which they claim they do, but they don't, they would say, just comply. Fight it out in court later.
Yes. Yes.
We will protest with you and draw attention. Fight it out in court later. Live to fight it out in court.
And that way you could get more attorneys hired.
Right.
You know, more lawyers with more money.
But it's the one thing they won't say.
Yeah.
Just comply. Just comply. We all have to comply, Lee.
Yeah.
That's not a black thing or a white thing.
No, it's not. It's not.
Because I can tell you what, if I get pulled over on the way home and I don't comply, it is not going to end well.
Yeah.
And I know that. I mean, so we've already explained to our kids. I mean, we were having a conversation the other day. What's a hit and run? Well, if you hit somebody with your car, you can't leave the scene. You have to stay there, or that's a pretty major crime.
Yeah, that's when it gets serious. Otherwise, it's just a simple, you know, insurance issue, and you might get a minor league traffic ticket. But leaving the scene of a collision, that's when it gets serious.
Yeah. And these are the things parents teach your kids. You have to, you know, comply with what the officer says. Don't make him have to drag you out of your car. I mean, it's just simple things like this. I actually had that conversation with my sons last night randomly.
Yeah.
Talking about that's a long story. But anyway, what we're talking about. But yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing that kids used to be taught. Now you can't even say it. You can't even say it. So that's all crazy. All that is going on. What's got your goat this week, Lee?
You had to ask me that because I...
But you're in fine shape, boy, because I got plenty. I feel like I should ask you.
No, I it's just that I'm at a point now where everything that I see going on, I mean, it's like, well, I saw this Fox News graphic a while ago. They had Geraldo Rivera on, and they were talking about, you know, how many Americans think that this country's headed in the wrong direction. That's one of the things that always bothers me, because I think this country's been headed in the wrong direction since probably about, I don't know, 1776. You know, there's been, as we have further and further gotten away from what the intentions of the original Constitution was and the Bill of Rights, you know, we just continue to drift away. It doesn't matter if Ronald Reagan's president, if Donald Trump's president, if Barack Obama's president, or Joe Biden's, we're heading in the wrong direction.
Yep.
And the behavior, I mean, just like what we've been talking about, the culture, the way it has devolved, the lack of respect for authority, law enforcement, or whatever, but then the lack of respect from private citizens to other citizens. All of this stuff, we're headed in the wrong direction, period. And once again, I think that who occupies the office of the White House or what party is in control of Congress, that makes absolutely no difference whatsoever.
Although I will say I am heartened by the 60% figure, right? So that's a lot of people. If people didn't get something was wrong, we'd really be in trouble. I think a lot of those people are like on the text line, Lee. They know something's profoundly wrong and they want to know all the time, what do I do? I think it's just that a lot of these people, if they really had an outlet of some kind, they really would be able to do something. And I think increasingly that outlet is going to be moved to Florida.
But
it's going to be moved to other places where things are sane.
The problem with this, though, is that left and right agree that we're not going in the right direction. The problem is that the left wants to go in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And the left is a largely responsible for the problems that we're having, whether it is inflation, whether it is the vaccine mandates. Well, no, you could just go on and on and on with the issues that the left is imposing upon the people of this country and causing the problems and causing the division that's going on. If you ask the left what's wrong, oh, it's because we haven't addressed climate change. It's because we don't have enough electric cars. It's because we don't have enough solar panels. It's because we have policemen that are armed. It's you could go on and on and on with the human rights and activism issues that they want to talk about. You know, we don't have enough babies aborted. That's what the left is going to say why this country is going the wrong direction. And on the right, you've got people are, you know, going exactly the opposite direction.
I think we just need a divorce.
You know, I hate to say that,
but I think you can do it with a moving van. I really do. I think you can do it. It's like how you do a regular divorce. Get a divorce, you take your stuff, and you go off in the van. That's what's going to have to happen, I think. You know, we had a great text earlier. Again, here's just another example. I do this all the time, right? Joe Biden, for instance, has, you know, with the stay in Mexico programs coming back?
Yes, exactly.
They say. Well, I don't believe that, actually, because, you know, a judge ordered him at the beginning of the year to leave it in place.
And then
he just gaffed it off.
Right.
And was like, no, I'm not doing that. So Texas goes back and they get another order. No, you will do it. And Biden's like, no, I'm not doing it. And so they just got another order. So now the media is saying, it's coming back. It's not. It's coming back. No, it's not. They're not going to implement it. They don't care what the judge says. Let's adopt that attitude. You know what I would love to see? Governor, here's another example where we could do this. Governor Abbott's out there running around going, look, hey, you know, we could solve this whole gasoline price problem if you would just let Texas drill and not take 20% off the top, right? Just do it. Ignore them and do it.
Like the moonshiners used to do.
Right. And make Joe send, I don't know, the FBI down to arrest Abbott.
Send them revenuers down there.
Go send Joe's people down when the ships are taking off with the oil for the world markets to arrest them. Please do it. It'll make it real clear what the problem is. And until it's really clear to people what the problem is, we're not going to solve the problem.
Could you imagine a headline? U.S. destroyer sinks oil tanker off the coast of Corpus Christi.
No, but I can almost see it, though. Can't you? I don't know if they'll sink it. But you know what I picture? You know what would be the greatest, most winning photo ever? Because you know Governor Abbott is in a wheelchair, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Them sending some sort of federal agent to arrest a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
For either securing the border, as a judge has ordered he has a right to do,
right,
in terms of the stay in Mexico, or, you know, for just saying, you know what, we're going to go ahead and drill and frack here. You just do what you want. But that's what we're doing here in Texas. Come down here and make us. I want that photo off so bad of a guy in a wheelchair getting dragged off in handcuffs for trying to lower gas prices to secure the border. Because that man, that'll crystallize. But our side has got to grow a backbone. That's part of a big problem here. We need a backbone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for another episode of Today in... What's up with the music there? It's not supposed to be there. Time for another episode of Today in Censorship. If it's this bad today, where will we be in 3 years? Here's today's insane story. Twitter. Yeah. They got some fascist running Twitter now. Worse than the old fascist running Twitter. I knew it would get worse. And you know what they're censoring now? Are you ready for this? Human eyes shall not be lain upon the horror. The horror of the American Heart Association. No longer allowed to be or be seen or be thought or heard from or to think. You're like, dude, the American Heart Association, don't recall them ever being controversial. Well, they weren't till they said the wrong thing, or rather did the wrong thing. Printed what is essentially one guy's, how should I say, scientific surmise is the best way to put it. Yeah, seems like these vaccines might be unsafe. Seems like they're really causing an increase in heart problems. Oh my God, shut up. This will be common knowledge one day. But for now, you're not allowed to say it. It's killing people. They know it. They know it at the American Heart Association. They know it's going to be bad. And the reason that they printed it, you want to know why they printed this? I'll tell you why they printed this. They printed this because the British Medical Journal busted Pfizer lying, two of their contractors lying the vaccine trials and hiding side effects. British Medical Journal, one of the most revered in the world, highly credible. From a whistleblower, published all the internal documents, right? So over at the American Heart Association, where they know this vaccine causes heart problems, they know it. They saw that. They saw that in the British Medical Journal. You better believe they did. And they also saw the other thing this week last week that was jaw-dropping. Even Reuters couldn't believe it. They sued the government. Remember the FOIA? They wanted the Pfizer trial data. Pfizer's like, yeah, we'll provide it in 55 years. Come again? 55 years. Don't worry, it's safe. You're the American Heart Association. You know darn well there have been heart side effects from this thing. Everybody does. So you do your best to get it on the record now, because people are going to look to you later. They are. They're going to look to the American Heart Association and say, why didn't you stop this? All that's coming, and they know it. So they printed an abstract in the journal's circulation, so no one would notice it. That's the Journal of the American Heart Association. They could have taken this to, I don't know if a bigger journal would have actually scratched that. I don't know if a bigger journal would have taken it, but it's beside the point. And what did they do? In their research, a team led by former cardiac surgeon Stephen Grundy applied a cardiac test to measure a patient's five-year risk of new acute coronary syndrome. The abstract claimed a 14-point, wow, that's huge, a 14-point increase in the five-year risk of acute coronary syndrome in participants who had had the shot. And they published it, right? Very small, little warning. Why? Because they want to get on the record. We knew. But they don't want to no, you know, because they don't want to know in a big way they'll get attacked. Well, it was too much. After outrage from the anti-science left broke out, they were forced to attach an expression of concern to the study, warning readers it contains potential errors. What those errors were, they did not say. Twitter censored the link. The links to the American Heart Association's the study and then the full write-up. So, folks, American Heart Association now too controversial for you to lay eyes on. Anything they have to say about the vaccine, you can't know. They're a conspiracy site. No, they're the American Heart Association. This is insane. This is watching a society go insane. Look, why can't we just debate it? Let's have a debate. Let's throw it out there. Were there errors in the study? Awesome. What were they? Let's have a back and forth. Let's publish some letters to the editor here of the journal. What are they so afraid of? Folks, ask yourself this. If the American Heart Association raising some concern about cardio effects of the shot is so controversial, they must be canceled. Where in God's name are we going to be with this cancellation stuff in 3 years? Do you know how bad it is? Do you see what had just happened to Trevor Noah? That guy, you know that guy. He's very liberal. I'm extremely liberal. Trevor Noah, who's like a comedian, like late night guy. Trevor Noah asked the same question your humble host did this week about the Moderna CEO's statements last week. And I knew exactly what he was doing. He's like, our shots suck. Don't buy our shots. We need new shots for Omicron. You know Moderna, the company that for a year has been developing a shot to be used against the South African variant. That company. Somehow knew we'd need a shot for a South African variant. Now, the shot they're preparing is the variant is slightly different from the one that just came from South Africa. But it's the one they'll use, trust me. They're going to roll it out the first couple of months. So Trevor Noah does a monologue in which he asks, stop the music for a second, does a monologue in which he asks the question I asked this week. He was savaged on Twitter by liberals as an anti-vaxxer. This guy is double-vaxxed. He's a huge proponent of the vaccine. Here's what he asked. You can't say this anymore in America, not even as a liberal. This is a climate of fear. Listen to this.
On the one hand, almost all the Omicron cases have been mild so far. But on the other hand, the guy who stands to gain millions of dollars from new vaccines says we need new vaccines. Huh. If we don't make a new vaccine, this disease could be with us forever. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. Now, look, I'm not saying that the CEO of Moderna is lying. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, I don't think he's the most objective source on this topic. You know, I'll wait to hear what neutral experts say about a new vaccine. People like public health officials or the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. But he's got nothing to gain.
Neutral health officials? You're not going to be allowed to hear from them, Trevor. We don't have a debate in this country. So Trevor Noah, y'all, hardcore leftist, savaged for saying, hey, you know, do you think maybe some of this is vaccine stuff's about profit margin? The very kind of question leftists everywhere used to ask. Can't ask it now. Can't say it now. You go the way of the American Heart Association. Dustbin of history. So producer Tim and I were just talking about this. To that news report. Where'd they find the body again? Where'd you leave it? Oh, in the burning car on the side of the road. Cool. So that's like you left the body with flares around it so everybody would notice it. I know this is a strange subject, Tim, but I used to be a crime reporter. So, I mean, I covered so many crimes. And I was always fascinated by the mistakes criminals make.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, you could have gotten away with it. Not that we want them to. We don't. But, like, wow, why didn't you think?
Yeah, and I said that, you know, people just make dumb decisions out of fear of getting caught.
Do you think that's why it is?
Yeah, yeah, I really do. I think that the fear overwhelms them, and then they just make dumb decisions.
So I've gotten fascinated by this. And after doing, you know, covering crime, I came to the conclusion you have to be pretty smart to be a criminal. Like, if you're not that smart, don't be a criminal.
Yeah.
It's not a good line of work for you. Because you got to think of a lot of things. You got to be on top of it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I had a cop tell me one time, you know, if people... He was an investigator, actually. He was more than a cop. He was a sergeant, actually. He was a friend of mine. And he told me, you know, if people just take the bodies to the woods, to somewhere they're not associated with, like, don't bury them in your garden, right? Like, take them out to the woods. Dig 6 feet down so that they don't, you know, come popping up for the hikers in the spring. 6 feet down, bury them. You're going to get away with it.
Yeah. Well, we should probably tell people that we're not advocating murder.
No, we're not. But I'm fascinated by the idiots who commit it.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, if I was going to take somebody out who deserved it or something, like, I wouldn't leave them on the side of the road in a burning car. That's just definitely not what I would do. Because, you know, you could trace that back. Like, okay, you're going to be able to figure out whose car it is. I'm in awe at the stupidity of criminals. Well, and how easy it would be to get away with crime if they would stop and think.
Well, you got to think, too, that we only hear about the murders that the media cover. So,
yeah.
Like, I mean, how many murders that are there that we don't know about?
Yeah. Well, you know, you start watching this because it used to fascinate me. And you'll start noticing something. This happens in communities all over the country. Doesn't matter which one you live in. And it's always a line or two. It's never a big story. But it happens almost constantly. Body found in the woods here. Body found in the woods there. Body found here. Body found there. And they'll struggle to even identify them.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm always like, those are the ones. This was a burning question for me. I wanted to know when I was a reporter, after watching this, how many people get away with murder in our society? And how do they do it? And so I pulled every murder for a decade in Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, where I used to live. And I went and looked at every single clearance. And you know what the rate was? This is crazy. 50%. 50%. They get away with it.
50%.
50.
So half.
Yeah,
that's
where
crazy.
No one was charged. A lot of the ones had suspects. So the cases were left open in case any new information came out. But they couldn't get them. And so then I wanted to know, okay, like, what was the difference between those murders and the ones they solved? Okay, number one rule. If you kill your spouse or someone you know or your girlfriend, you're done. They're going to get you. It has to be someone that you don't have that relationship with. The ones who were getting away with it had very messy crime scenes. They were drug murders, you know, where they'd go into the house and it's, you know, 25 people's DNA and half the people are coked out on the floor. They could never figure out who killed who there. I mean, it was very, all the witnesses are like, what? You know? So, I mean,
they're like, I don't know, dude. I was high. I didn't see anything.
I know. And they may or may not have. And if they did, they may not remember. So I was amazed. So it's in our society, like drug dealers and those sort of criminal elements, they get away with stuff a lot because of that. And they're usually killing each other. So it's not a big loss. You don't feel too bad, right? I mean, it's one guy killed another drug dealer, but that drug dealer was a suspect in two other murders. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So that's who's getting away with it in our society. I thought that was fascinating.
Well, also, like, those people in that world don't narc on each other either.
No, because you get killed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know who killed who, believe me.
Right.
Yeah, they do. So that was interesting. And then you start watching. My brother told me this, and I've always clued in on it afterward. My brother's is a lawyer. And he said, you know what? The mistake they all make, and if you watch those true crime shows, you'll see it. They think that they have to go do the interview with the officers, with the investigators, right? They get to bring them in, and they always get hung up in the interview. Do they not, Tim?
Yeah, yeah.
They always do. And my brother said the psychological mistake people make is thinking, oh, if I say, no, I'm not talking to you, I want my lawyer, the cops will know I did it. I'll look guilty. So I'm just going to talk to them. I'm smarter than them anyway. I'll get it. Well, they do this for a living, right? You're not going to get one over on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So my brother's thing is don't ever talk to a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ever. Even if you're innocent, don't do it.
Yep.
You know, not that we want to tell people how to commit crime, but these are the mistakes that people make. So, I mean, I was just listening to Lee's news, and I'm like, you left the body in a burning car on the side of the road. What were you thinking? You realize that there's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a license plate, there's a registration. Just like, they're going to know whose car it is. They're going to come right for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they can't charge you with anything unless they have evidence to charge you with something. If they have no evidence, and you know they don't have any evidence, then everything that they say to you at that point is a threat. So, I mean, I tell people all the time, if they ever get interrogated, I'm just like, yeah, just, I don't know them. I don't know them to death.
Yeah, you don't talk.
I don't know.
You don't talk. Not that we're advising you of that, but that's what my brother said. He's like, the main way they get most of these people is they talk to the cop.
Yep.
And
yep.
that you'd be shocked how hard it is for law enforcement to actually solve anything, whether it's, you know, string of burglaries or murder or something, whatever. If the people involved don't cooperate, it's very, very difficult. And they usually hang themselves, which I'm all for. You know what I mean? I'm all for that. But it's just interesting how, I don't know, these things aren't known.
Yeah,
and
you
know what else kills me, Tim, too, is I have looked over my shoulder ever since. Think about that. If half the murders, at least in, you got to assume it's this way across the country or something, like, or if half the murders in Charlotte area are uncharged, you know, technically unsolved, nobody goes down for them. Those people are walking around, you know, I'm like, they're filling up because they got to get gas too, right? They're filling up at the gas tank with you. They're standing behind you in line to buy a lottery ticket. I mean, they're out there.
That's the reason I'm nice to everybody.
You should be. You know, because you're like, wow. I mean, because there were about 1,000 murders for that decade. So that's about 500 people got away with it. Now, you got to assume some of them have gone down for other stuff and they may do a stint in prison, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, some of them probably doing some stint in prison, maybe for, who knows. but half of them got away with it and they're out there somewhere and they may not be doing life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. So. I don't know what the point of this segment was. I was just fascinated by the burning body. Yeah, you might as well have just left the body gift wrapped with flares around it for the police side of the road there. That was dumb. But you know what's funny, though? You would think these people killing people would be smart, but they're almost always dumb.
Always.
Always dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just the ones that get caught.
Well, no, see, but here's the thing. I have always had this theory, right? It's just a theory. I can't prove, but I got really interested in missing women, right? Because every city has thousands of them over the years, right? And what if there are smart criminals? And they're getting away with it.
There's definitely smart criminals. I mean, look at our government.
That is an excellent point, Tim. I mean, what if there are smart criminals and half those women were disappeared and we never did find them because they took them out and buried him 6 feet under? Because you know what happens? These women, they all got reported. There's usually two or three guys who do missing people. They don't have time to follow them all up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like an underage kid who's attractive, your goose is cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And
they don't come back. And so I'm like, there's 5,000 of them. I'm talking to the sergeant in charge. How do you know they're okay? And he's like, we don't. Because the families never call us to say, hey, so-and-so came home. We don't have time to go after all 4,000 or 5,000, so we try to prioritize. So, I mean, we could have an epidemic of people taken by smart criminals and we wouldn't even know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that could definitely be a possibility.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. Well, this concludes the How to Commit Crime and Get Away with It portion of the Tara Servatius Show for the morning. Okay, so the car that the burning car the body was found in was stolen. Same thing, though. You don't leave the body there on the side of the road. Criminals are so dumb. Yeah, set it. By the way, burning things doesn't work either. I know they do that on shows. Yeah, they can still collect evidence off the body. You can't just burn the body and no one will. Never mind. Texter writes, there are dumb criminals and smart criminals. Some smart ones get away with murder. Then there are the Clintons. Dumb criminals with high body count and a heaping helping of liberal privilege. Hillary Clinton ought to be studied in like criminal justice courses. For, I mean, her ability to literally co-opt entire law enforcement agencies at every level, from state to national, so as to continue her spree of crimes. It's really unbelievable. Text writes, you have a Fifth Amendment right to stay silent. You need to exercise that right. Cops will use this tactic to get innocent people to confess as well. Ask for your lawyer. That's what my brother says. He is a lawyer. I said, even if you're innocent, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they think. It matters what goes on the record. Text writes, maybe some of those champagne cork deaths weren't all accidents. Just thinking. Things you learn on this show, right? Hey, I probably saved a life today. Just, you know, just when you open the champagne bottle over New Year's, just point it away from yourself. Texter writes, where'd it go? Hey, Tara, my son goes to Berea High School. I told him and his friends not to get sucked into the protest because it was drama and they did not participate. Good. Is this the same? Yes. I believe the majority of the 50 kids that protested just wanted a reason to cut class and don't fully understand what happened. They were told by the school as long as they returned to class, they would not be counted absent for first period. This morning at drop-off, there were no incidents of students outside the school congregating in the parking lot. Okay, yeah, so you think they just went out there because they wanted to skip class. Texter writes, Tara, it is time to split the country. I have nothing in common with liberals and do not want to be around them. Another texter writes, as a retired police officer, the media and the left continue to tell the same lie. Police are not killing black people for sport, and black people are not killed more than white people. It's the other way around. That, of course, doesn't fit the narrative. Another texter writes, why not turn this into an episode of How to Get Away with Murder? You know, I think it'd be a good podcast. I don't know. I don't actually want anybody getting away with murder. I'm just fascinated by those who don't. That's all. That's a pretty big crime. You really got to plan it out if you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just so few people do. But to me, the most fascinating question, I think, and I actually had a former FBI agent on once years ago who asked, and I thought he's thinking the same thing. If you were a smart criminal and you wanted to, you know, notch a real body toll like the kind you'd see in a movie, if you pick the right kinds of women who go missing and you didn't leave the body on the side of the road in a burning car, but you buried it somewhere you're not associated with, there you could get away with untold crime for years. And I know there's people out there who have. I mean, when you look at Charlotte, and I'm pulling the records, and there's 5,000 cases of missing women from, I don't remember how many years it was. It was like over a decade or something. It's a huge number. You could totally hide your body count in that, but you'd have to be smart. And so we have to be grateful that so many criminals are not smart and they get caught. But still, half the people who commit murder in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, in that decade got away with it, which is a stunning number if you think about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.